foolish man seeks happiness in the distance. The wise grows it under his feet. With that said, let's begin today's podcast on how to stay happy and why running after happiness can make us miserable. We humans are programmed to believe that staying happy is the ultimate goal of life. And to achieve it, we need to reach certain milestones, like we need to score good in exams, get a good job, get promotion, make a lot of money, get married, have children, and etc. Does this sound something like you have been listening or you follow? I know I'm right. But this notion of happiness is not right. Do you know why? Because instead of enjoying what we have, living in the present, we start to chase things and keep on shifting our focus from one target to another. Due to this, we stop focusing on what makes us happy in the present. Not only this, running after things makes us anxious. In an event when we fail to achieve the milestone, a target, a goal, or you can name it whatever you like, we start to feel depressed, stress. If someone gets a promotion who was not intended to get, we start to curse ourselves. But do you think it's right? Does your happiness lies with that promotion? Say you get the promotion and the other day there is another post, so you will again aspire for it. So why to rush for something that's so momentarily, that's so temporary? Do not focus on things that makes you more anxious. Stop looking for things that may cut you from others. Stop comparing yourself with the life of your friends, people you know. Sometimes when we get disheartened or we think we are the one who's not getting anything, what we do is we start comparing a life with these snapshot images of happiness posted on social media. This I'm saying from my personal experience. I also did it for a long time. But then I realized that whatever is posted is an illusion of perpetual happiness. They're just posting it because there is a possibility that's a projection of what they want. So why do I look at what they want? I should know what I want. Likewise, you should also know what you want. Moreover, social media is not true. It does not give you a correct insight into other people's life. Hence, if by looking at these illusions you think you cannot be happy or you are not worthy, my friend, you are mistaken. Seriously, you are worthy of more than what you think. You are the one who can bring a change in yourself and lives of so many others. So stop thinking you are not worthy. You are worthy of more than you think. Generally, what you see on social media is just the impression of what they want to project. They share dreams, not reality. So stop falling for it. Stop demeaning yourself over it. You are capable. You are worthy. The constant comparison sometimes even creates a sense of perpetual disappointment. But do not let it overpower you. To be happy, you need to compare yourself with what you were yesterday, what you are today. How you have changed. Is the change for better or for worse? Start looking for these answers. Once you have them, you will get a clear picture of what you are doing. Is it right or wrong? You will not need somebody to tell you that. You yourself will be able to judge it on your own. So start looking for answers. If you think money is the parameter of happiness, you are again wrong. It's not that wealthy people are very happy. Wealthy people are too sad. Wealthy people are stressed. They are the ones who always think about money. So do you want to be like that? Also, there is a possibility that a billionaire one day might be a beggar the another day. So do you want to see yourself in that situation? Or you want to be somebody who is satisfied with what you have? I know you want to be the second one. So earn money that makes you live above poverty line, that lets you feed your family, that lets you feed you. You can have saving from it, but does not overpower you, stresses you. If you have enough money, it's okay. But if you stress over that money, if you think how to double it, if you always think of saving more and more, it'll create a problem. If you don't trust me, just think, you might have faced it once in your life. So, money, external events or circumstances like marriage, job, they are not happiness. They cannot ever create happiness. They'll give you a momentary happiness, but not a lifetime happiness, because they are just inevitable like life. So stop looking outside yourself for happiness. There are no agencies that will bring happiness to you. Stop counting on others or depending on things to fill you up. Happiness is elusive. Stop actively seeking it. If you think somewhere off in the future you'll get happiness, you will not. You cannot grasp it. You cannot hope to get it in future. If you become rich, if you become powerful, if you become successful, no. Live in the present. Experience what's happening around. Certainly, each day cannot be happy, joyous. Sometimes there will be sad moments, miserable days, things that might make you feel like you're broken. But it doesn't matter. Once you start accepting things, once you start knowing how to change it, you will stop focusing on an elusive goal. So start working on things. If you are not reaching any milestone, don't think you will never get happiness. You can always get happiness. Happiness is not something that you can buy. The pleasure, the joy, the satisfaction that comes from doing things for yourself, for others, is what is happiness. Be what you are. Have what you have. Not just think that, okay, it'll come. You will have it tomorrow. No. Just live in present. Reimage happiness. Develop self-acceptance and genuine relationship. This all will bring happiness to you. If you make future goals for happiness, that is wrong. But yes, if you make future goals to achieve a milestone, that is perfectly fine. So, start to live in alignment with your values. Develop the standards, principles, and things that are truly meaningful in life. Understand things that gives you a sense of significance, a sense of purpose. Engage yourself in something you enjoy. It can be riding a bicycle, painting, creating, gardening, writing, or whatever you name it. Do something that makes you happy, that makes you feel lively, energetic. This will engage your senses in the present and you will enjoy what you are doing. Look for a sense of significance. Know how you're making a difference. How are you connected to a community? What role you play? Know how you make difference to others. If you see you might make somebody sad, start making them happy. You will see it brings a difference to your life too. Be grateful to people. This will encourage positive emotions. It will improve your mental health. Stop hunting for happiness. You cannot chase it. Look at the things what's already here in the present. Learn to appreciate yourself and others. Stop demeaning yourself. If you are not looking good, it doesn't matter. You are good. Your inner soul is beautiful. So just see that. Believe in yourself. Have trust in yourself. I think that's enough on happiness. With this, we come to end of a podcast and we know you have understood. Running or chasing happiness will never bring it to you. To achieve it, you just need to work on yourself. Focus on what you have and live in the present. If at any time you feel you are losing it and you need to talk to someone, you need a helping hand, you need an ear, just come to us at Calm Sage. We are all ears to you. We will hear you. We will not judge you. We will be there for you. So with this note, I say goodbye to you. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.